Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sisel reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. Sisel moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisel scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. Montague moves to second. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into Bishop, who tags Morgan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to home to get Haas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy DeShong now pitching. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hudlin moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hudlin scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmak hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cecil scores. Averill moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into left field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Averill scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 9-2, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran scores. One out. It's 9-3, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bing Miller pinch hits for Jimmy DeShong. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sugar Cane now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Indians. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Montague. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. having hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hudlin hits a line drive into center field. Haas picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Haas. Myatt scores. Montague moves to third. Hudlin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 4 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Wes Farrell now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop scores. 2 outs. It's 10-6, Indians. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Haas goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7 Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.